Captain Mike Lackey on The Vagabond, who's traveling home, probably someplace just above San Martin Island, I'm assuming. Mike, how's your weather?
Oh, we got beautiful weather, and you're right on the money. We're right outside the island now.
Golly, still got it. Anyways, hey, Mike, why don't you give us just a rundown of the trip? I know you got a great big one. We'll talk about that one. But how was the trip overall? Was it a 10-day trip? Did you go straight to the Lower Banks? Just give us a recap of the trip.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique trip. We book it as a Kauser bus, so the guys that are on here are all expecting to fish big fish. They really they don't want to fish for small fish, so we went down to the Lower Banks directly, spent 5 days down there. And fishing overall, I would say, was slow, but there, obviously by the one that we're bringing home, there were some incredible fish there, and there was a couple of incredible tails on escapes, but overall, most guys caught the biggest fish of their life. We do not have a lot of fish aboard, but we have 2 over 3 and 6 over 2 on a 10-day trip here coming home.
That's really good. When you first got down there, conditions must have been good, because I think you were one of the first guys after that, the guys that leave after Thanksgiving, but you were on the grounds like right at the head of all that, and you got a shot pretty quick, right? First day or something?
Yeah, we were the first ones down there. We got to, the wind was up a little bit, so we got lucky, got our anchor stuck down there on the bank, and we were the only boat sitting there. The qualifier was there, and the morning was slow fishing in the wind. So Joe went looking around. He was having a little trouble hanging, and it was being slow, so he went out looking around doing his part. And we were fortunate enough to stay hung, and we hung a fish early, and that kind of kept us in place. Our first day, we had 5 fish, but 3 of them were over 2, so that held our piqued our interest to stay put for 3 more days.
Well, that's good. Overall, have you guys been seeing good sign? I mean, is there good sign of that around? Obviously, it's not up every day and those big banner days every day, but has there been good sign of fish seen?
You know, we do see good quality fish. I wouldn't say there's big schools. There is a nice school of the big fish, and definitely a sign that you see some really large fish around. But overall, I would not say that there is big schools around right now. We did pick our anchor up a couple days ago, move off, found some blackies, and there was a very nice sonar school there, and we ended up picking 9 fish out of that school, a couple more of them over 200 out of that one. So there are some around, but we're not seeing a tremendous amount of fish. We're just seeing really good quality.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, if that stuff can move in and out of there, and it's actually still relatively early. I mean, it's right at the beginning or middle of the season for that area. But why don't you tell us about this big one you got on board, Mike, and your feelings? I imagine people are asking you, is it over 400? What do you think, this, that, and the other thing? What are your feelings on it? Obviously, it's huge. I mean, I saw a picture of it. It's legitimate huge. That's a good one, dude. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, you know, I know you've been there in the same shoes, and it's definitely the fish of a lifetime for me. It's the biggest fish I have ever seen caught. Uh-huh. The angler, obviously his largest fish ever. He did a great job on the fish. 2.5 hours in a harness, standing up, and fought that thing start to finish. And the fish, when he came to color, was circling. We realized it was a very large fish. And all of a sudden just popped 10 feet down. And when we put the gas in and rolled it over, nobody could believe what we had. The passengers keep talking about the look on my face whenever I realized what we had just got. And when we pulled him on the boat, he just kept coming. So I think we've got a good chance. Whichever way it goes, we're going to be happy. We know we've got a very, very large fish. And I think there's a legitimate chance this one's going to make it.
What? Make it.
Get him on the scale.
Make it. What do you mean, make it? Make it for what?
I think we've got a chance of a fish that may go 400.
There you go.
He's 85 and a half inches long, and he's 61 inches around. and the pictures really don't do him any justice that we've sent in. His tail section is nice and thick. And I had a fish come in light before on the, you know, tape's not an exact science. Did tape him very, very tight, so I think that we've got a little fudge room, but, you know, the only way we're going to find out is whenever he hits the scale tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just from taping so many of them, obviously, all of us have over the years, it seems like the bigger they get, the more room for error there is on that tape. You know, that one that came out 377, I taped it. Mike, I taped it a half a dozen times, and I was so excited, nervous, shaken, that I called Randy and said, here's the measurements. You figure it out. How big is it? And we taped it at 413, and it ended up 377. But, you know, and then there's been fish that have went the other way. I taped one at 375 this last year, and the thing was 330. So, you know, maybe we messed that one up. But that one Danny Nichols on the Intrepid taped, and he's taped a ton of them with us on the qualifier, and that one was over a little bit. But those measurements that you just gave me, that girth is huge. That's a good deal.
And, John, with him saying it's got girth all the way to the tail, I mean, for the fish you've seen, that could be the difference.
That could do it. So,
That's what we keep looking at, you know. We keep examining it and going through our mind. And same thing. I said I measured that thing at least six times. and came up and pushed it in and went back and measured it again. Punched in the calculator and I went back and measured it again.
Right.
And it was just, you know, it's an awesome fish. And if it were to go 370, we'd be ecstatic. But we think that we've got something a little better than that.
I think you probably do. And so what did it actually, I've seen 390, 397. What on your calculator did it actually come out to?
The calculator says 397.
Yeah.
Wow. Trying to hold it down just a little bit. There's actually a story behind it, but I'll leave that at later.
Okay.
We were trying to hold that thing in so that we could slow it down a little bit, because I know 397 is just an incredible number, as you know. It's just
that's an incredible number. I've only seen it something over that one time, and it didn't work out. But anyways, I've seen quite a few 330 to 360s, but man, 397, that's incredible. Man, congratulations. Hey, how was he fishing? Was it 100 pound? Was it a fly line sardine? Was it on the kite? Was it squid fish? How'd he catch it?
Here we go. We got a international 30 full of 100 pound spectra. And 100-pound soft steel. And about a 6-0, the outfit's sitting here in my wheelhouse. We just unhooked the fish and brought it up here. Straight tie, fly line sardine, and I think he's using about a 6-0 Mutu is what's on it. It's a owner hook, and I believe it's about a 6-0 Mutu. And fish is hooked perfectly in the corner of the jaw. The line, 6 inches up. If you were to look at it, you'd be scared to death it was about to break. But it's here. The line is completely opaque from pulling on it. The guy was pulling 28 pounds of drag on the fish, and he did a wonderful job with it. One of my longtime deckhands, Tim D. Filippis, stayed with him the whole trip. I mean, the whole way around the boat for 2.5 hours, and did a great job. The guys just did an awesome job.
Wow. That's incredible. So when that fish got to color, was he out of gas? I mean, was it a matter of lifting 400 pounds? Did he? Obviously, he was still swimming a little bit, but was it one of those mean ones? Or when sometimes you get them to deep color like that, and big ones, and their spirit's been broken. You got to pull on them, and you got to keep good pressure, but they're coming. You know, or them dang 170s, they just never stop.
That's exactly. You know, it's like the whole thing. You know, teenagers are the mean ones, and this guy, you know, he was tough. There's no doubt he was tough. He almost pulled him several times at the beginning part of the battle, and then it was settled in, just toe-to-toe, punching match. They went back and forth, and when the thing finally decided to come, the last 10 minutes, it was the angler. The angler had won the round. I mean, it was obvious. The fish was coming, and it started to circle. Got a little stubborn at about 30, 40 feet down, and then all of a sudden, like I said, at 10 feet, it popped up. The guys put a gaff in it and rolled it over. I just couldn't believe it. It was right on the corner. Ryan Kiyohara was right there watching through the glasses, And he was so excited whenever I came up, he just had to know how big it was.
Yeah.
He was a quarter mile away.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey, what was the angler's name, Mike?
The angler's name is Mike Livingston, and he is from Sunland, California. And he's a longtime fisherman from the Oxnard area up there, along the coast up there. He's been fishing for years and years. He was in the Coast Guard. It's a great guy to catch the fish. He's just a super, super nice guy. Made a career out of being a school administrator, principal, et cetera. His last job I know he filled in and did a school principal job at a Catholic parochial school up in the Santa Barbara area. In his retirement here, he's how old is Mike? Early 60s.
Nice. So he knows what he's got then.
Oh, he's just as excited as everybody else. He knows exactly what he's got. He is in disbelief. He's been shaking and smiling ever since.
Sounds to me like he hadn't slept.
What's that?
Sounds to me like he hadn't slept in a couple days.
I think for a couple of days he was still pinching himself. It's just, he couldn't believe it. And he said that the thing that gave it away is that look on my face. He just knew. He's fished with me a long time. And he knew there was really something in the water whenever. He said, I guess basically I lost it a little tiny bit when we got him gaffed. And I told him to throw his reel in free spool and run.
Well, gosh darn it.
Get out of the way because it was coming in.
What a great, great story, Mike.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah, real awesome. Well, listen, man.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You know how much time we've all spent, and you guys more so now, and just to get yourself in that position for everything to go right and to land one. I mean, first off, to hook one, I can't imagine there's a whole lot of that size swimming around, and for everything to go absolutely perfect, like you said, on 100-pound line, and it could have been another 30 seconds in that last 6 inches you're talking about would have let go. So congratulations, and man, I know everybody's hoping, and I got my fingers crossed. I've been waiting my whole life to see a 400-pounder. I hope it's the one, man.
Yeah, we all are. It'd be so great for the whole industry. It's just incredible that we have the opportunity to be out here to do this and fish for these kind of fish. It's an unbelievable specimen.
Absolutely. Well, good going. Hey, what time are you getting in tomorrow?
We are going to be there at 8:15 in the morning. We're going to leave the fish in the well until we get there. And so it'll probably be close to about 8:30 by the time we get him up the dock to 8:40, something like that, before we can get to weigh him.
All right. Well, congratulations again, and enjoy the rest of your ride, and I imagine you're still pinching yourself as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's hard to sleep.
Hey,
the closer we get to home, the worse it's getting.
Thanks for taking the time and giving us the story, Mike.